Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. Most of us have been taught to read, examine, and study the Bible, but in Lectio, we practice allowing the Bible to read, examine, and study us. As we listen to the words of Scripture, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of our heart. Today we're going to practice Lectio using Isaiah 49, verses 13 through 16. This will happen in three parts. I'll read the words of Scripture in each part, and each time I'll prompt you to listen for something specific. And so I want to invite you now to take a deep breath and begin to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God who is good, who loves you, and is so tender toward you. Now, in this first part of Lectio, I'm going to read from Isaiah 49, and I want to invite you to simply listen for and pay attention to a word, a phrase, or an image that stands out to you more than any other. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. So I want to invite you to take a few moments and to simply sit with the word, phrase, or image that has stood out or stirred something up in you. In the second part of Lectio, as I read again from Isaiah 49, I want to invite you to consider the significance. Why might that word or phrase or image be standing out to you today? Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. So I want to invite you now to take a few moments and to simply sit with and consider the significance. Why might the word or phrase or image that has stirred something in you, why is it significant for you today? Now, in this third part of Lectio, as I again read from Isaiah 49, I want to ask you to pay attention to and to listen for the invitation. What might God be inviting you to be or become today or in the days ahead? Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. So I want now for you to take a few moments and to consider, what is the invitation? Again, what might God be inviting you to be or to become today or in the days ahead? I want to encourage you to end your time of Lectio in conversation with Jesus. Talk with him about what has stirred up in you. rest in the gift of His presence, and allow yourself to be held by the One in whom all things hold together.